You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We said before, one of the jobs that could be one of the scariest ever is Detroit bus driver.
Oh. No.
And Detroit police are asking for the public's help to find a woman who was caught on video assaulting a DDOT bus driver. This happened on a bus traveling westbound on Mack Avenue. Police say about 4:15 in the afternoon, the woman began throwing nachos at the driver.
That's terrible.
I'd catch them one at a time.
No, no, you wouldn't. <my mouth.
laughs> The woman can then be seen grabbing the driver and pulling her out of the seat. But the bus continued westbound on Mack, hitting an electrical box and a one-way street sign before coming to a stop in a vacant lot. A passenger tried to restrain the suspect. However, she was able to get out of the bus through a window and then ran southbound between some vacant homes. She's described as a black female known as Dee Dee. She's 5'4", 165 pounds, last seen wearing black shoes, black pants, black hooded sweater, and a green coat. This is video of her first approach with the nachos there. She looks wasted, I think.
Yeah.
She just whips them nachos at her. Just whips. Oh, there she pulls.
Oh, my God.
Is the bus still moving? The bus is still moving they're fighting.
Yeah.
Because this guy's like, get. No, someone should run to the seat. Wouldn't you run to the seat to try and take control of the bus?
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, she's wasted.
Oh, it's like Detroit wasted. Speed.
It is.
Oh, my God, that's nuts. Is he drinking a beer?
Probably.
Sure. He's not going to let it go either.
Sure. He's like, I'm not going to drop my cores, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not dropping silver bullet.
He's Detroit's Keanu.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little different.
Yeah.
Detroit's Keanu, that angel never drops his cores.
Yeah. Oh, Detroit's Keanu.
He's like, come on now, don't make me drop my cord. Don't attack the lady driving this thing. Whoa!
I think he'd set it down.
I know, right? It's not worth it. The bus is still moving and there's no one driving it.
I know.
Set your beer down.
He's very thirsty.
I'm surprised he didn't pick up a couple of nachos.
Yeah. Might as well, he's got something to wash him down.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Hmm. That's incredible. He subdued her with one hand.
On his other hand, is he using a phone? Like, I think he's got a phone in one hand and a beer in the other, and he's just using his body weight to kind of influence
it. I think he did have a phone. I think he shoved it in his pocket there. It's like, okay, hold on.
Look at his move. He switched the cords from one hand to the other.
Yeah, he did. He was like, I got to put the cores in my weak hand.
Hold on a minute here. Put my phone away. Switch my beer over. Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Detroit's Keanu Reeves.
He's like, whoa, easy.
That's
easy.
Speed 3.
Do we know?
I'm Corzano Reeves.
Corzano. What time was that at?
Like 4:50 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You never know what you're
going to know. Unwinding. You know?
He's like, on his way home, I'm like, how am I going to handle this? Yeah. I'm going to need my right hand. I better switch the cores.
Yeah. Switched it up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know if he had, like, any big lines in that movie.
He, like, expertly balanced himself as the bus was all crazy, too.
Open the door!
Detroit speed.
Yeah.
Be a totally different
scene. Yeah.
But luckily, the bus driver was fine. Everyone on the bus was fine. But they are looking for Dee Dee, the nacho thrower.
Well, they're going to get Dee Dee because
they know her name
is Dee Dee.
Yeah.
And they got a clear video of her.
Yes.
So we are really only 9 days into this new decade.
Mm.
But I believe I've already discovered what will be known as the worst show of this decade.
Like, already?
Already. I mean, it's only 9 days in. It's a bold statement. But
it's super bold.
I can't see something getting better or worse than this.
Yeah.
ABC is developing a musical version of The Bachelor.
Oh, God.
What?
ABC is developing a musical version of The Bachelor.
I don't know. What does Lisa think about
called
this?
Called Listen to Your Heart.
I'm about to invest all my money.
I think it'll be a huge hit.
Oh, it's gonna bomb there.
Oh, then that's right.
That's good.
That's good. That's right. Lisa, I got you.
Jesus.
Lisa,
I'm picking up what she's laying down.
Yeah.
Here's how it'll work.
Okay.
20 single men and women will sing covers of songs individually and as couples.
Oh.
They'll then explore relationships while living together, singing together.
I hate to say it. It's going to be
and
big.
And going on dates.
I hate to tell you. Oh, it's going to be big. I thought it was going to be like they're trying to do a musical, like that one musical cop show.
Oh, Cop Rock?
Yeah, Cop Rock. Like, that's what I thought it was going to be. Like, every part of it was going to be sung.
Cop Rock.
You guys haven't heard of Cop Rock? It was like NYPD Blue, but singing.
Play some Cop Rock. Cop Rock was one of the worst show ideas of all time. It was a,
When was this?
Oh, this is 1990 is when this.
How did you guys, what is it?
So they wanted it.
It was like Hill Street Blues at the time. They wanted to be the musical version of Hill Street Blues. Here's a little scene from Cop Rock.
Item seven, November 29, 3 p.m. Conflict resolution seminar in this room. Attendance mandatory. You got a conflict with that?
Yeah, I do.
It's resolved. You're going. Item 8. Officer Quinn returns to active duty roster tomorrow. So, Yeager, you'll ride with Cerruto.
Oh, Lieutenant, give me a break. Yeager's got yak breath. I can't ride with him.
So wear a gas mask. Item last. On the teletype, we still got the Franklin Avenue flash.
This is like gone way longer than I thought before we were going to sing.
They do. Well, they eventually. It takes them a while.
Careful out
here we go.
There we go.
Be careful
let's be
there.
Careful out there. Cop Rock.
We had a 187 at the 7-Eleven.
How long did this last for? Was this a short run?
It's
this is
we'll look
awful.
It up in a second.
It was on CNN did those different, they're breaking down the errors of TV, and this is in that because they're like they
miscellaneous crimes.
What the hell? A whole team country. Worked on this.
Yeah. Yes. No, it was a big network show.
It was on ABC, I think.
Let's be careful out there.
Man, that was when the drugs were still good for those executives, huh?
Look, he has a piano or something behind the...
behind his little desk.
Spun there. That thing around.
What in the hell was that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was on for one season, I think, or half a season.
ABC in 1990.
American series police drama presented as a musical first aired on ABC in 1990. The show was co-created by Stephen Bochco, who I believe was the guy behind Hill Street Blues, wasn't he?
He's in that CNN thing, and he talks about how they honestly thought that this thing was going to be huge.
So it's listed as number 8 on the 50 worst TV shows of all time list.
Yep.
But I'm trying to figure out how long it actually...
The most...
There was 11 episodes.
I can't
so it didn't even make 11. It through. Didn't even make it through a full season.
11 is a lot.
Yeah.
I know.
Way too many.
Well, like I said, they put a ton of money into this. They thought it was going to be a giant hit. Like, you have to remember, Cops was really big. And they were like, man, we've got to
Hill Street Blues have been huge, right?
That was big. But so they were like, we got to do this.
Dude, I was 6.
And this is what I thought you were talking about. A musical style Bachelor. Not just like we're going to sing duets like a karaoke style.
Yeah, like this singing to
each
other.
Like a karaoke Bachelor.
Sheryl Crow was in it for the last episode.
What?
The final episode featured a then unknown Sheryl Crow appearing as a backup singer.
My God.
What other big... There was a rap in the Cop Rock.
Oh, my God.
No, Chuck.
Yes. Put Cop Rock rap.
Oh, my God. Jail rap. I'm not racist. It's called
I don't know if it's this.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if it's this
hold
one.
Hold on to your butt.
On your butt. This song's called I'm Not Racist.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't know if this is it. There's a rap.
It was network TV, so...
But it was a long time ago.
Sure.
Just fast forward through this whole thing, because who knows what... Word to the wise. This isn't a rap.
Man to man, some friendly advice. I mean, it takes all kinds. That's okay by me.
What? This is called I'm Not Racist,
but I bet there ain't no roses in your family tree.
Oh, it's got that... What is that, that guy Carlos Santana. That guy Archie Bunker had that show in the heat of the night.
Oh yeah,
that was a little in the heat of the night guitar.
There's a rap. There it is.
Where?
You can't keep a good man down.
Are you sure that's a rap?
It looks rap. It looks like it's going to be a rap.
Oh, man.
Jail. That's maybe jail rap.
I think that's where they're in jail right there.
Boy, yeah, here we go. Oh, my God. It's all yeah, Side Story. Here we
go. Let's go. Let's go.
Cop Rock. Bullets Fly.
This is a TV show.
1990 rap. I'm packing my nine, and this kid was in the wrong place at the wrong time. He got shot. Nobody knows what for. On the streets, his money is gold. I'm a nightmare. Any cop might stop, and anybody else who comes on my block arrested. That's already been suggested, but I don't give a damn. I'm a gangster. You guessed it. They look at me.
There's also a song called "Homeless Song."
Yeah.
So at some point,
what happened to these people?
They never worked again.
No, because honestly, I thought maybe did someone famous was on the show?
No one.
Because I looked at the list of the stars, I didn't recognize a single name.
Oh.
Ann Bobby, Barbara Bossin, Ronnie Cox, Vonnie Hall, David Giannopoulos.
And the internet really, I mean, that guy, there's several people worked on a song called "I'm Not Racist, But."
Yeah. Yep.
Comma, but, like, this is blowing my mind out, dude.
Yeah.
It's...
I know. No, Cop Rock was something.
It's a terrible name.
It's the first time I've ever heard about this show.
I can't believe it's come up on the show before. Oh. You just blocked it out.
It has?
Yeah, we've talked about it before. I know it.
This is wild.
Cop Rock. I don't think we've ever played clips from it.
No, we may not have played clips, but we've definitely talked about it before.
Cop Rock. It was a musical cop show.
Created by the guy who made Hill Street Blues, believe it or not.
Christ.
But it only lasted 11 episodes.
And its name is terrible.
It was, everything about it was terrible. Like, terrible. But I'm telling you, when they interview the guys who were coming up with this show's idea, they thought it was going to be gigantic. They thought they really had something.
Wow. They must have, right? They gave it a primetime slot on ABC.
Yep, they thought they had something.
What else makes the list of the 50 worst TV shows of all time?
I mean...
Well, Jerry Springer's number one.
Mm. That list was...
Jerry Springer is 50 times better than...
Well, XFL came in at number three.
Well, it's Brady Bunch Variety Hour. Good God.
Oh, my God. The Brady Bunch had a variety hour?
Whoa.
They sing, dance, and perform comedy skits.
I'd rather watch all of Cop Rock.
Hogan's Heroes is on this list. Hogan's Heroes.
Like, people liked that show, didn't they? Wasn't the guy in Hogan's Heroes like a pervert?
Aftermath.
Oh,
he did Al back over there. Aftermath.
Al, did you know of Aftermath?
Oh, of course I knew of it. I have never seen it.
It was just three of the guys, Colonel Potter, Sergeant Klinger, and Father Mulcahy, find themselves together once again, this time after the Korean War at a veterans hospital.
Mm-hmm. There was also Walter was a spinoff, and also they did Trapper John M.D. Never seen.
Of course you did. Of course you knew them all.
Of course I know about Aftermath.
He knows them all.
Aftermath. Why are you bothering me with this?
Sorry.
Glad you never watched it.
Listen, yeah, one of the worst TV shows of all time. There's Cop Rock.
Hee-haw, honey.
Oh, my God, I remember Hee-haw, honeys.
My grandma and grandpa used to love Hee-haw.
Well, my uncle loved Hee-haw, so he definitely watched Hee-haw, honeys.
Yeah, that's
it. It was about the southern sluts.
Yeah.
So
Hee-haw. Spinoff.
I feel like we're talking about TV shows from another dimension right now.
I know.
My uncle liked Hee-haw. So he loved Hee-haw. What the heck? I haven't heard of any of these.
Hee-haw was a crazy, weird sketch comedy show.
There was a sketch comedy with boobs.
A TV show, kind of like, what was the Kirstie Alley, John Travolta?
Oh, like Who's Talking?
Look Who's Talking. They did like a TV version of that, but in the 2000s called Baby Bob. They realized their six-month-old baby son can talk.
Baby Bob. Alan Arkin was in it.
Yeah. Mm. Adam Arkin.
Oh, never mind.
I know. I thought that, too. I thought it was Alan Arkin.
Manimal. A man who can change himself into any animal.
Manimal?
Fights crime. A man who can change himself into any animal fights crime.
I'm going to be so busy today. Manimal?
Yeah.
Manimal has potential.
He turns into a dog or something?
He turns into any animal he wants to fight crime.
Even a canary? Or like a...
I don't know the rules. I don't know his rules, Andy. I don't know his rules. I don't know his rules.
This is all the transformations he did here on Manimal.
Uh-oh.
What's he turning into?
He's about to become a porcupine.
What's he going to be?
What an actor.
What an actor.
He's going to be a cat.
Is he coming a cat? Is he becoming a cat? Uh-oh. Oh, look at these amazing effects.
Oh, my God. It's taking
forever. Is he becoming a bird?
Just pigeon like, what the hell, dog?
Oh, my God. Just how long did they drag these transformation scenes out for?
They got time to fill. Manimal.
He's becoming a cat bird.
Feathers.
He's a owl falcon.
Man. He's a hawk.
Cat's like, I'm out of here.
I'm like, meow, meow. They did really,
Wow, they drag it out forever, man.
Oh, my God.
Their Manimal transformations were crazy.
Oh, yeah? You on another show?
There he is. He's a majestic goddamn falcon.
Ready to fight crime from the skies now.
Come on, let's go!
I think that's Walker's main squeeze.
Oh, was it? There you go.
That was Walker's woman.
Oh, there's someone in quicksand.
He's just criminal. I'm going to poop on him car.
There was a show back then called Auto Man.
Auto Man, where he turned into a car?
No. He was half robot. He was like a light being.
Oh, my God.
Auto Man. He had like a little thing that could build a car. It was basically a Tron ripoff.
I think that the days of music festivals on my couch are over, and I'm switching over to this.
Here's another.
Powers
Baywatch made the list of the 50 worst TV shows of all time. Crazy. The Powers of Matthew Starr.
Read the description.
A high school student, Matthew Starr, is actually a super-powered alien prince from another world. Andy, we know Andy's going to be busy today.
It's all 82, 83. Cocaine was at such a high level. That's exactly when Auto Man came out.
Auto Man!
It's all this cocaine-fueled...
Oh, dude, it wasn't like, what about Prince from Another World? And he's a high school kid, too, and he got problems.
Oh, my God.
A cop that can turn
into
a frog.
Listen to this one. Mickey Rooney starred in a show with Dana Carvey and Nathan Lane called One of the Boys. An energetic grandpa is invited to move out his retirement home into the cool pad of its college student grandson.
That must be why Dana Carvey always did a Mickey Rooney impression.
Mm. He was around him all the time.
Yeah, he did he always did it on Saturday Night Live, and he always did. They made him real small.
We're talking about the 50 worst TV shows of all time after discovering Cop Rock, some of us this morning, the singing cop show, and the fact that The Bachelor is starting a new musical version of The Bachelor called Listen to Your Heart, where the couples will sing to each other. What else made this list here? There's a show that was called Super Train. The Adventures of a Train and Its Passengers. So, like Love Boat. They were trying to be Love Boat, but on a train, right?
Oh, God.
Wait a second, though. When was that from?
That's 1979. So, yeah, that's right in there.
They don't even tell you when it ended. It was just a 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
They were trying to do Love Boat on a train. That's what some network executive said. Love Boat's a big hit. Do Love Boat, but on a train.
I have, like, a memory of a crazy, like, a super train.
You have a memory? Memory's coming back.
Well, but I can't remember if it's a toy that came out.
Super train.
Or... if it was like the train and the highlights of the train, like that they were trying to show you that it was so super fast and trainy. Could be where my love of train.
It just looks like a Love Boat type show.
Yeah.
That's NBC's Super Train. This was the opening credit.
Right, I'm trying to think of
future. It looks like a future train.
This is what I mean. It was like a future train. And I can't, you might have been able to buy this.
Oh, my God.
They had merchandise?
Everything had merchandise, especially Super Train.
Super Train!
This is so weird.
They didn't do
that
many
was when
drugs.
Your love of trains started.
I'm telling you.
Pass that giant bowl of cocaine. What do we got, idea-wise? Manimal? I love it.
Manimal looks so
Homeboys
weird.
Outer space.
Homeboys in Outer Space ran in the mid-90s.
What's that?
That rings a bell for some reason.
Can we see a clip of that?
Please let us see a clip of Homeboys in Outer Space.
Homeboys
this is incredible.
In outer space.
That Manimal's one, you could get really high.
Oh, dude.
Oh, he's good.
You can watch that.
Yeah, because, each episode was 20 minutes of him transforming into something.
You're like, whoa.
Got one.
Oh, my God. I almost clipped on the wrong one.
Oh, my God.
Don't watch that one.
That is...
Please don't interact with that because you're under my account.
No. That's a crazy one. Right. Yeah, we can't even tell you what that says.
I can't believe that's on YouTube.
Oh okay, here's the first episode of Homeboys in Outer Space.
Okay, I'm going to turn it on.
Use the company.
It's a comedy?
I can't.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
I don't do that.
Look, Mars, they got lasers and photon torpedoes and, oh, they got those sparkling little lights that go, woo, woo, woo.
And that's just canned. The canned laughs.
Snap out of it.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh, it's so bad.
So bad. There was also Unhappily Ever After, a Married with Children spinoff with the twist of a schizophrenic father.
Well, that's a little
dark.
That's super
dark. Who was in the spinoff?
That lasted 4 years. All I know is that dirty little Nikki Cox, she's that redhead one, right? She did some dirty stuff.
It lasted 4 years, that one.
I know, that's crazy.
Unhappily
Ever After. Co-ed fever. What happens when an all-girls school goes co-ed?
Oh, I bet I can guess.
Sex.
According to my Pornhub research.
Holmes and Yo-Yo, a hard luck police detective and his android partner.
Yes!
Holmes and Yo-Yo!
They made it a year, too! Oh, my God!
What is that, Yo? Is he Yo-Yo? Is he the android?
That's the
android. Put a TV in his chest?
Yeah. They gave him a boombox. Had him wearing it around his gut. Holmes and Yo-Yo!
Holmes and Yo-Yo.
Oh. I'd love to see Yo-Yo's acting. I want to see Yo-Yo's acting.
Is it out there?
Home?
I want to watch
Well,
so
we've
much.
Just fallen down a hole of the 50 worst TV shows of all time.
And Yo-Yo. There
Holmes
it is.
And Yo-Yo. Holmes and Yo-Yo.
And after a super train, it's an all-new Holmes and...
Oh, Holmes and Yo-Yo.
Okay, let's see a little bit of here.
Funny Money,
let's
episode get to... 2.
And you helped a thief collect it.
Well, a fancy set of wheels like that won't be hard to find.
Where the hell is Yo-Yo?
Where's Yo-Yo?
Here he comes.
Day, too. He won't be out of the hospital.
Oh, there's
for
Yo-Yo.
Weeks.
This is Yo-Yo.
It's a comedy.
What's that? Oh, it's a magnet I just picked up.
So he's a robot.
He's an android.
Attached to the end of it. Why would a magnet be on the rope? Somebody was about to take it for a walk.
Computing.
Alex, I know how the thief got in. He tore a shingle off of the roof and poked a hole in the ceiling.
Well, I'll be good.
That's Holmes and Yo-Yo.
God damned.
Well, we've gone this far. We might as well
keep going. We're only on 33.
This, we're striking gold here.
The Misadventures of Sheriff Lobo. It was a spinoff of BJ and the Bear.
Yeah.
God.
Helltown. A hard-living Catholic priest.
Mm. Oh,
the new Leave It to Beaver.
So they were doing the remakes of shows back then.
They've been doing it for years. We just didn't know.
Oh, the Tom Green Show was awesome.
Making It. Inspired by Saturday Night Fever, Making It is the nocturnal adventures of two young brothers at a disco with their rambunctious Italian family.
Oh, God.
Making It.
Who's in it? Who was in it?
No one we've ever heard of. Ellen Travolta.
Oh, wow.
Who in the hell
there
was that?
I guess she's John's sister or aunt. I don't know.
His
cousin or something?
No, I don't
Ellen
know.
Travolta.
Well, Ellen, boys, shut up. We got Ellen Travolta.
She's the sheriff. Oh, that is, what's her name?
Oh,
Suzanne Summers.
Suzanne
it's
Summers.
Funny
can
that
you imagine
is one
how sexist that is?
Oh, I can't imagine.
A.K.A. Pablo.
Pablo is a Mexican-American living with his family in California, struggles to break into the world of stand-up comedy. It stars Paul Rodriguez. Me and the Chimp. A dentist is living the good life with his wife and his two kids when they find a chimp.
72.
He reluctantly agrees to keep it, but finds
that's back
it
when
has turned his life upside down.
They were
down.
Just trying to figure it out back then. Like, what if a dentist stumbled upon a chimpanzee?
The Ropers. Did you ever watch that, Dave?
Oh, my God, I did not. That was the spinoff to... What a Reese weird company. Logo they got! Like,
yeah,
a
yeah they shot. Do.
That
they
is
do.
Very finale
they
style.
Do.
Weird, yeah.
They
the,
really
the,
do.
The landlords from Three's Company got their own show.
Good God!
I feel like I watched it in some form of rerun before.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, those that really took it out of me.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I've got so many things to watch. I looked at my Netflix and there's nothing on there. I didn't know I could go watch old episodes of Holmes and Yo-Yo.
You think it's on Netflix?
Yeah, no,
it's probably not anywhere.
No, it's probably
not.
You
have to watch it on YouTube or something. He's got a star body. His body's made of stars.
He turns into a car. Oh my goodness! He's going close.
I told you.
He just glows.
He glows. The car turns at 90 degree angle.
Found out about laser stuff. And
that's it. It was like a Tron ripoff, Auto Man.
Auto Man.
Go check Manimal. That out, everybody. Manimal.
So I'm sure one day, maybe I'm wrong, but listen to your heart. The musical version of The Bachelor. Hopefully, one day that is on the list of the 50 worst.
It's
going to
be big. It'll be
you think
big.
It's going to be big.
It'll be big.
Oh, I hope it's
could
not
be
big, dude.
With younger girls,
because
like late teens to 25.
Yeah, they right. love that stuff.
Yeah,
like there's a big resurgence in old shows and trash TV.
Mm.
Like people are watching like good stuff too, though. Like The Office. It's weird what's coming right. back around. You know.
Yep.
But my God, Manimal.
Manimal. I must change into an animal and fight crime.
I want like a streaming service that just has those.
You're right. The 50 worst TV show streaming service. Oh, maybe we're onto something.
Yeah.
No, I bet you can buy those real dirt.
I'm sure we could get our the rights to any of them.
Dirt
no, we want that though.
I do.
Well, here's what you do. You get the rights to them. And then you Mystery Science Theater to the episodes. Bam.
Ah, that's a good
well,
idea.
As long as we say it's our idea and we're saying it now live on the radio, then it's our idea forever.
It is our idea.
Trademark David Jack the Freak.
Yeah, thank you.
That sucks.
What are we? Mm. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Good name.
Sucks.
Dude, you gotta like. Sucks flex?
No, I'm not just like. Like, sucks.
Shh.
Oh. Yes,
SH.
Oh,
flicks.
Yep.
Oh.
Perfect.
There we go. I just subscribed to Sucksy.
There we are.
Here we Licks. Are.
Yep.
It's incredible.
Spell it like the TV show
everybody's
does.
Trying to legalize mushrooms.
Like the creek. Yep.
We need to find another money source, so that's it. That'll
yep.
do it.
Yep.
We're golden. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're rich.
We need lots of ideas, guys.
We're rich.
We're so rich.
We're right up we'll a certain so creek.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, that's it. That's our idea. Stream the worst TV
just
shows
we
of all time.
We should leave right now. Put Weird Al
I was going to say, we should just stop the show.
Yeah.
Play Weird Al for the rest of this whole show.
We got an hour and a half left.
We
play
gotta...
Weird Al. We're going to go get yeah. Suxy off the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but... The name, we're still trying to figure it out. Suxel.
We're Weird yeah, Al. We're going to stick around and listen to it.
Suxes on Prime.
Yeah.
I think we have a name.
That's the name.
David Jack the Freak may be back.
Probably not.
A lot of mistakes off.
We'll be right back, actually.
This won't work. It'll work.
Who's going to buy that?
I am. No, I will. I'm going to make calls.
He'll make calls.
I'll call all my green bean contacts. Let's sit down. Are you ready for it?
I hope Flicks. This takes off. Flicks.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
What's the bombshell that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle dropped on the royal family yesterday? Well, there was a bunch of very upset royals.
Oh, my God. Kill them.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced yesterday they are stepping back as senior members of the royal family. Now, it doesn't mean really that they're quitting or they're renouncing their fancy titles as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Right. It's just that they don't want to get killed by the paparazzi and stuff, right?
Pretty much, I think. They want a little bit more of a normal life.
Private life.
Yes. They said they want to, quote, carve out a progressive new role within the institution of the royal family.
They don't want their money.
Well, they said they don't want it.
They don't want their money.
They don't want their money. They're going to make their
Can
own money.
Can you apply for this?
you'll take it?
Taking the role of Prince Harry.
Yeah.
I'm Prince Andy. I'm the Duchess of Sussex. I'm the Duchess of Sussex.
How did you get the Duchess mark?
Congratulations. It's great.
I applied. I'm the Duchess of Sussex. I did it. I'm a Duke.
That's amazing.
Wow, Andy.
Duke Andy.
Yeah, that'd be great. You got the name. There's a lot of Andrews in there.
Yeah, you're right. There's one really bad one.
They're not the greatest, some of those Andrews.
They need a new Andrew.
They need a new Andrew.
So every time Andy comes into the room, we're going to have to play this now. Here comes Andy.
Hey, sorry I was late today. I'm the Duchess.
As you know, I had dukely duties. Dukely duties kept me up late last night.
Really? What were you doing?
Duking it out.
Duke stuff. You wouldn't understand. Looking for a duchess.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Trying to find me a good old duchess.
So you just find one real quick.
You just applied for that?
Filled out a simple application. You know, went in for the interview, killed it.
Yeah. Must have.
Yeah.
Is that a Range Rover you're driving now?
Yeah, security's with you.
Hey, give one of those. Yeah, these are my dudes. They'll kill you if you stop.
Hey, really?
Don't tempt them.
They're itching to kill me.
Yeah, they are. They gave me this cool scepter.
Wow, that is wild. Look at that thing, right? That is nice.
Very bejeweled.
Yeah.
So many jewels.
And that cape you're wearing, that's also quite fancy.
Well, I knew you'd get a cape. That's the first thing I asked for.
I was like, now that I'm a duke, you get me my little red suit. I'm going to need a cape. Yeah. I'm going to need a Lando Calrissian cape. Yep. Style to half cape. Yep. I want a half cape and a scepter immediately.
Stop right at the small of his back.
Half a foot above my ass.
Yeah.
I want a little cape.
Yep. Those bands are tight. Those are tight. Those are form fitting.
That's how the dukes do it.
Yeah.
That's how you do it when you're a duke.
Yeah.
Duke Green Bean.
So a lot of formal dinners and big events in your future.
Yeah, I love that part. They're not ready for it, you know. They're not ready for my appetites.
See you on the balcony waving.
Thanks for making me a duke. Pardon me, Duke.
It's more of a this kind of wave. I wave how I want.
I'm a duke. It's a brand new day in dukery.
That's why they brought him in. Change it up.
They wanted to change it up.
Just so you know, because you're not an actual member of the royal family, the salary does not come along with the position.
Oh.
Well, at least I got a cape and a scepter.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a multi-million-dollar scepter.
Hey, dude, I just noticed your scepter's on eBay.
What?
Yeah, you're selling it on eBay?
I don't know how that got there. Doesn't seem like something.
$1.6 million.
Duke. That's right! I renounce my dukedom! You're not paying me, I'm not going to be a duke.
Oh, you're not a duke anymore. That was fast. All right, stop the royal
music. I did it for the scepter. I did it all for the scepter.
So back to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Part of that carving out a new role includes, as Lisa mentioned, becoming financially independent. They're also going to split their time between the UK and North America, apparently a place in Canada they're looking at. Harry has a series on mental health in the works for Apple TV Plus, and they want to be able to free to interact with the media in any way they see fit.
You know, it's funny because this is going to backfire on them. Like, it's going to end up that...
Why do you think that?
Well, I just think that the way that the press... Because it is a press thing. Like, Meghan Markle has taken so much heat, and they were in a situation that was, like, eerily similar to what his mom had gone through. Yeah. So, I think it freaked him out and freaked her out. But now I think they'll be even bigger because they're like, we're trying to step away. And it's just going to backfire. There'll be more press at every single thing that they do.
At least they'll be out of Britain.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like if they leave. Yeah, if they leave.
So the family currently takes part in something called the Royal Rota System. It's basically a pool of British press organizations that get exclusive access to official engagements of the royal family. Harry and Meghan have not been happy with how the British media has been treating them. Harry complained about the way they've been trying to juice up a feud between him and his brother, Prince William. And Meghan has said, quote, "The biggest thing that I know is that I never thought this would be easy, but I thought it would be fair." And that's the part that's really hard to wrap your head around. No matter what happens, they still plan to honor our duty to the Queen, the Commonwealth, and others. Sources say Harry and Meghan, though, told no one in the family anything about this.
Well, you can't. They would have killed
you before they announced it. And they also set up a website, their own website, when they were in Canada over the holiday break and didn't tell any of the family about that. And Buckingham Palace kind of backs that up. Their official statement is, "Discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are at an early stage. We understand their desire to take a different approach, but these are complicated issues that will take time to work through."
Because no one's ever done it.
Well, have they not? Like,
I mean, I don't know.
There was somebody that renounced it or something.
I'm trying to think, in the British royal family?
Yeah, I thought so.
Huh.
I don't know, though. I
thought there was one of the...
so weird.
There was another famous princess and prince. It was like there was like Elizabeth and there was, but I don't know what family it is because I really don't care. I think they all should have been put down back when we took it all over, and then you never have to worry about this kind of thing.
It's a weird
institution. I would do things different, though.
Me.
I would have put them all down.
So here's the funny thing.
Russian style.
Yeah, you're Scottish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
We
Even though you're part
down,
of the UK.
Yeah.
We would have put them down, trust me. If it was up to the Scots, they'd be down.
That's not my king.
Yeah. So I said before that the royal family was big in my family growing up, right? Mm-hmm. Being from Northern Ireland, part of the United Kingdom, that was our queen. That's our royal family.
Right.
So I hadn't even heard about this yesterday. I was running around doing a bunch of stuff. I get a call from my mom. You guys, I seriously thought someone in the family had died.
Come this, on.
Like, she had to call you. The tone in her voice, she's like, "Are David? Mom, what's wrong? Have you heard the news?" And it was like a little crackle in her throat. I'm like, "What, Mom? What happened?" I'm like, "What? Oh, my God. What's going on?"
Right.
"Harry and Meghan are leaving the royal family." I'm like, "Mom, are you serious? Man. That's why you're so upset?" She's like, "Well, it's never been done."
It's a really, it's a big thing.
But it doesn't surprise me with Harry. Like, you know, he was always so different.
Well, also,
he
too,
hates
like,
it.
Yeah, he's
he
not, hates he's, it. Now that his brother has had a son and everything, it should, he's a non-factor.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand him just being like, "Listen, no throne is ever coming to me.
Yeah, I'm a duke.
I'm like, forget it. What does it mean anyway? You know,
what does any of it mean?"
I think it was
the
actually
Scots all want to put me down.
They were good for the royal family. They kind of modernized the royal family a little bit, right? Made them a little more relatable to a lot of people that thought they were out of touch. So the royal family loses, I think, in this situation. But whether they can officially have the break they think they can,
I just don't think you can. You're still Harry.
She probably wants to go back to acting.
Yeah,
maybe
she made decent money doing that. She'd probably make more now.
Regrets.
She got picked apart, right?
She got picked apart. Yeah. And she's being picked apart now for all this.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, I wonder if she regrets making this decision.
I mean, she loves the guy, so it seems.
Yeah.
I just.
You know who apparently hates her is that Piers Morgan dude.
Well, he's such a.
He's a douche.
Oh, he hates her. He went off. I guess he's been going off about her on Twitter for a while.
Well, he's just, honestly, that guy will say whatever he needs to say to try and get any attention.
He's a bottom feeder, man.
He's
like, here's the latest one. The Queen must fire their royal hustlers. Deluded Meghan and Harry should be stripped of their titles before this pair of grasping, selfish, scheming Kardashian wannabes bring down the monarchy.
Well, Piers, I would have taken it down for you.
Jesus,
Piers. If I was in the right place at the right time with my Scottish brothers.
Yeah. We're putting in place the Bruce.
I mean, his Twitter feed is just full of
the thing about
them apart.
The thing about this guy is that he'll say one thing one day, and then like 6 months from now, he'll say the exact opposite thing.
Yeah, I mean, it just
with as much passion. And I'm like, so what's real? You're just fake.
He's fake. Yeah.
You're just fake. You're total BS, which is most people, I'd say,
as
in
an
the
American,
media.
It's like my grandpa came from Kentucky. I think honest to God, the closest thing we have to this is just Elvis.
Right. Elvis. I follow Elvis. He was called the king.
Yeah, he was called the king.
I mean, like, I literally think that's the only thing that's even remotely close that the loyalty would be to be
You're
Elvis.
Right.
There's just nothing related.
To pay for their lifestyle.
Like,
crazy.
Do you know if I looked at my check and there was a royal family fee?
Oh, my God.
You want to see somebody get involved in politics?
Royal family.
I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Furious, for sure.
I'd be wearing one of those Paul Revere hats.
Just about in every other country, they took care of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
There they celebrate it.
I don't know how they managed to scheme their way into living. But they did.
But they did. And they've done it for many, many years.
Yeah. They did.
All right. Cue the damn Titanic song.
They're doing a sequel?
No.
Do we have to cue the Titanic? Mary.
Well, Leonardo DiCaprio rescued a guy who fell off a cruise ship. That actually happened.
Did he dive in the water or did he just pull up in his own cruise ship?
Did a chain of models like ants make a bridge? He could have climbed up and then reach into the water and get him?
Pull me up, Brock.
Here's what happened. This happened in the... All right, I'll stop at least. Yes, in the Caribbean.
Oh, my God.
Leo and his much younger girlfriend, Camilla Maroney, were on a boat near St. Bart's when they found out there was an emergency search for a guy who fell off a cruise ship.
Yeah.
So they joined in. This guy, I guess, was an employee on a Club Med ship, which I've never... I didn't even know, first of all, Club Med was still a thing, but I did not know they had their own cruise ships.
No.
The insurance?
No, Club Med no, was
Club
like
Med
a big...
was like an 80s...
resort. 80s resort chain.
80s resort chain.
You haven't heard about it.
No.
No, honestly, I did not knew... No, it still existed, but I guess it does. There it is. It comes up. They've got a bunch of locations.
Club Med. Club Med.
And there's their cruises. Club Med Cruise.
Whoa.
Okay. It's like a cruise ship sailboat thing.
Masts.
Anyway, so this employee fell off this Club Med ship. I guess he was drunk. The employee was, and he fell overboard. And Leo is the guy that found him on his boat. The poor guy had been treading water for over 11 hours before rescued him.
Oh, my God. That's like, I was like,
I think you're hallucinating.
You think you died.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd be like, Leonardo DiCaprio. 50 models. I made it.
I've died.
I'm in heaven.
That is hilarious to see Leo.
Leo, is that you? Leo. And he pulls you on board the ship, and it's just filled with hot supermodels.
Yeah.
You would think it wasn't real. Yeah. Like, this is obviously heaven.
It wouldn't compute to you. Because I know that him and the girl are out together, but don't you feel like there's still a bunch of her friends hanging out?
Oh, God.
Probably.
If you think he travels with only one hot woman, you are wrong.
Right.
It was a gaggle.
Like, Leo pulled me into that boat, and then I rested my head on 1,000 pairs of titties.
That is heaven.
Yeah.
That's how heaven should be.
It's like every Victoria's Secret model's there.
That's how you want to be rescued if you can.
Rest on my bosom till you recover.
Yeah.
But then, it's hard not to be, even though you're, like, almost on the verge of death after treading water for 11 hours, be like, listen, dude, can we be friends?
Yeah.
Can we just be best friends?
Forever.
Please let me be your best friend.
So luckily that guy who was treading water for 11 hours was rescued by Leonardo DiCaprio. They say he's going to be just fine. No word if he gets his job back on Club Med ship. Mm.
I just see him like holding a big thing of champagne as I'm almost drowning.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, come aboard.
You're like, Leo.
You guys, we found the real life Bebop and Rocksteady.
You found them?
I found them. They're sisters.
Yeah.
They're on, of course, a new TLC show.
Okay.
Called 1,000-Pound Sisters.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm.
One of them weighs in at 406 pounds. That's Amy.
Yep.
Tammy weighs in at 605 pounds.
It's Rocksteady.
Yep. That's her.
Yeah.
So Tammy's Rocksteady. Amy is Bebop.
Oh, yeah.
In your books here.
Bebop is, you know, she's a little bit more.
Yeah, she's got some wiggle room.
Yeah, exactly.
She's the petite one.
Yeah. Rocksteady comes in and brings the thunder.
I'm the spinner.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So here's the trailer for the 1,000-Pound Sisters.
Bottom of the...
God,
that's not a good way to start.
Oh, Jesus, I'm going to throw up.
What is that?
So she spit like a protein shake out all over herself. That's what happened right there.
She didn't like it.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Tammy.
And we're the Slate Sisters.
You're supposed to do it with me.
Shut up.
Between the two of us, me and Tammy probably weigh at least 1,000 pounds.
Oh.
She walked 2 feet, and she is down.
She's down.
So we're going to have weight loss.
Did you see how far she was away? No, did you see how far she was away from her car?
Yeah, I see it. Dude, who's the poor guy in the background? He's like decrepit with the
wheel. It's the show intern. He's got to go get the wheelchair so they can wheel him up to the next.
He can barely do it. He's the rock steady helper.
Did they ride in the same van?
They must have.
It seems like it would be.
I wouldn't even
be enough room.
I think it's got to be two vans.
Sparking, right? Like if it's
sparking.
Yeah. We're going to have weight loss surgery.
Mom, we're doing the bariatric surgery.
I don't think you make it.
What did she call it? Did she?
The geriatrics.
She called it the barbaraburger.
It's either gastric bypass or bariatric, right? I don't think she got the words right.
Well, she got the guys for surgery.
The what?
Do it one more time.
Mom, we're doing the bariatric surgery.
The geriatrics.
I think you'll chicken out. In order to get approved for surgery, we need to lose a lot of weight.
What about Big Daddy?
That has to go. Oh, my! I think it's going to be hard because we both get grumpy if we don't eat. I don't want to live off freaking salads like y'all want me to.
When I see my weight, I feel like that truck right there.
I'm ready to cancel the surgery. I don't see us going forward with it, with the progress that you're making.
Well, yeah, she got fat on her forehead.
Feels like y'all are trying to keep me out. It'll be better for us to get separated for a little bit.
I'm trying to move forward, so get the off my back. We started this journey.
She's not on your back,
but
trust me.
There's only so much one person could date. You say you want to get off that walker.
Okay, shut the up. I'll do it when I'm ready. I try so hard not to freaking fight with you, but you keep digging in. You're not trying at all.
Oh, that was rage.
At least you know if you're like a few feet away from her, you're good. She's not going to hit you.
I can say all the meanest things I want from right here.
Yeah, any closer, I'm dead. Get in her little radius there.
Closer, I'm dead.
Get in her little radius there.
Her forehead did droop with like a fat socket.
Dude, she started to get fat in her forehead. That's why she can't say bariatric surgery.
Yeah. It's just too full.
It's all gelatinous fat.
TLC, huh?
TLC, you guys.
They have no shame.
They've lost
anymore.
They've lost really all the shame.
They're like, what are the freakiest, craziest, fattest
people? We found a couple sisters. You're not going to believe.
Who scouts for these people?
They've got six teeth. Their mom's alive still. She's a disaster. We'll put her on. You're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe it. Way. They have a gigantic thing of meat.
They call it Big Daddy. We couldn't tell if it was a bologna or if it was ham.
I think it was ground. Wasn't it ground?
That was ground beef. Yeah.
Was it?
It was ground beef. It's either a 10 or a 20 pound tube.
I thought it was a big salami or something.
Yeah it's like a 20 pound. I believe it's ground beef.
10-pound tube of ground beef. And they call it being Big Daddy because it looks like a big giant dog.
It's like a restaurant-sized tube of ground beef.
So they have to make that pretty quick. Cut it in half.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what shot or angle they take of them, there's ranch dressing in it.
Yep. There it is.
There's ranch dressing in every shot. Yep. Out on the patio, in the bathroom.
I want to know more about the TLC talent scout. He's like, well, listen, I went into just the bowels of Alabama, and I found something you guys are going to like.
Don't make us watch this part.
Dude, I about threw up when she spit up that.
Spit out again. Here we go.
Oh.
Look at my race.
God.
I can't look at it. I'd rather watch the feet. I'd rather watch the feet from yesterday.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
No, I said, oh, my God, the feet. Just talking about the feet. I was reading there.
Yeah.
Grace is with us from Rhode Island. Hey, Grace, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing okay. Thanks. You had a comment.
Yeah, just talking about the bariatric surgery. I actually was almost 500 pounds myself. And, you know, it's ridiculously hard, but it's worth it. I mean, I wasn't even that bad. No one needed a wheelchair. I could still walk.
Right. Oh, that's good. Where are you at now, if you don't mind me asking?
I lost about 175 pounds.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you. It must have been incredibly hard.
It's scary to undergo that because it's like it can be fatal.
It is, I lost 50 pounds before surgery and then the rest of it after. And they literally will not give it to you if you don't lose weight before because an indicator that you won't work hard after.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it the one
it's not a cure-all.
If you eat more than a certain amount, it's just going to come out of you?
Oh, yeah. It comes out one way or the other.
Right.
Wow.
And it absolutely hurts, but still worth it.
That's awesome. That's good. Kept it off and just rocking it out.
Good luck, Grace. Hope it continues for you. Thanks for calling
in.
There are some people that eat right through that thing.
Oh, yeah,
they'll bust it right open.
Yeah, they just
heard that.
Right through it.
Heard that happens.
No, it doesn't stop them at all.
Yeah,
not a bit.
Just blow it to part.
Not a bit. But I wonder in some of those scenarios, like, that's why they're like, they can't just willy-nilly hand it out to anybody.
No.
Yeah. You know, that you've got to prove that you're serious, and maybe in that case, prove they were serious.
I mean, it just takes an immense amount of calories to get there, and it's just a downfall. Like,
well, like, knowing how you lose weight.
Dude, it's so hard to lose weight.
I know it's hard to lose weight, but it's also hard to get, like, you have to eat a lot to get to 500 pounds.
Dude, you have to eat so much. Like, I never cared about what I ate or anything, and I only got as fat as I got.
Here's another clip of them. They drink up to 12 sodas a day.
No water at all?
Me too.
Okay. All right. And then what are you drinking during the day?
Sodies.
Sodies.
That's amazing. I love it. I want to call. I'm calling pop or soda pop. I'm calling sodies.
Can I get a sody, please? A sody pop.
Sody pops.
That's what she calls them. Sody pops.
And how much do you think you drink a day?
8 to 12 a day.
8 to 12 cans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's regular soda.
No, it's dad.
Okay.
Oh, we drink the same stuff.
Our mom told us when we were younger, if we ate a sugar, you drink your Diet Coke afterwards and it'll cancel out the sugar.
That's how it works.
Guys, I never knew.
Now we're getting to the bottom of the problem.
Yeah, right here. Right
mom.
Here.
Mom.
The Diet Coke cancels out the sugar. Have a donut with the Diet Coke.
Oh, the mom is not a dietitian.
No, she's not. You could tell.
Okay.
Is that not true?
Do you believe it to be true?
No. I did when I was a kid.
Sure, okay. No one should be drinking 8 to 10 sodas a day.
Sorry,
just because it's a liquid doesn't mean it's hydrating you or good for you. There's a lot of other substances in those diet sodas that do dehydrate you and absolutely contribute to a poor overall diet and health. We're just going to maybe make a deal to wean it out. Does that sound fair? All right.
They
so
don't
you
like
have
it.
One can a day.
No! I can't hear you. La, 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 la.
Oh, boy.
That'll be fine.
I want to see them after, the surgery and
And I think that's what the series will actually follow through, right? How it all turns out. They did get some new exercise equipment.
Some David's on Amazon.
I didn't even understand a word of that one.
Equipment to work out at home. The main reason is to get healthy, of course, and hopefully she'll get off that walker one day.
I mean,
that's your shake weight. Cool.
I don't shake weight.
Oh no, I can't watch her use a shake weight.
Oh no,
I can't watch her use a shake weight.
Oh, the bottoms of
that
her
ain't
feet.
Going between my thighs.
Yeah, it's going.
What power? What power?
Mm. Or you can do your arms.
You work out that chicken wing.
What's new?
And then I got you this pogo stick. I got a stick. The pogo's broken.
There's no pogo in that.
It went go-go.
Oh, no.
They have their sense of humor.
They think everything they say is hilarious.
They cut it up.
They think everything
they... She's about to do it, dude.
She is. She's about to do it. Don't stop it now, Dave. Let's see. Right, turn it on.
Yeah, you gotta laugh. Please.
Oh, no. She's doing the shake right.
And that arm's going to be really
not doing a thing.
No.
You got to shake it, dude. You shake it like you know it. I don't know it.
Yeah, she's that.
Shake
she's
it the, like you know it.
She's the lover.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God!
That was graphic.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
Wow.
Yeah. They know how to make TV. Everything they say, they think is hilarious.
They're so jolly.
Are they always high?
You're gonna make me pee.
Don't pee on my couch.
They are. They're high.
Sounds like this show.
It does.
We all laugh.
I'm in. I'm in.
1,000 pound sisters. I guess they're in one of the episodes. One of the sisters is in a bath.
Oh no!
How'd she get in there?
She fell. She slipped.
She slipped and fell. What system does it take to get her out of that?
Cranes.
I don't know.
Jeep. I can put.
Jason's been scouring for the video, but he hasn't been able to find it. Unfortunately.
No.
Oh no! That's another.
That's another big guy.
That's a big guy. You're right, though. At least they got their sense of humor.
Yeah. Oh my God, they crack each other up.
They crack
each other
right
up. Right?
Yeah. They crack each other.
You do when you're 1,000 pounds. You gotta laugh.
I mean, they got some workout stuff that they gotta figure out. That shake weight might help.
That, like, Thighmaster they had looked like a...
looked like a stapler.
It did. It was tiny to them.
It looked like a stapler.
She was easily able to just crunch that thing down.
Their mom is something, too. She's wearing all pink. And she's
But somehow she's not as big as the two girls.
Yeah.
No. She's smaller for some reason.
Maybe that's why she told them that Diet Pop cancels out regular pop.
Yeah.
Maybe. Be the petite one. My dad... There you go.
And just to keep in mind, so our listeners don't fall for it either, a diet soda pop doesn't cancel out something sweet.
Do you imagine your like job is to like help people lose weight and change their whole lives, and you're like, what you drinking these days or whatever, and they're like, sodies. You're like, what you doing for sodies? How many sodies per day?
12 sodies.
12 sodies, that's too much. Did you know that?
They cancel out all the sugar.
No. That doesn't, in fact, have any sort
of... Eat a sugar cube and drink a soda.
No, you should not eat sugar cubes. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, delicious sugar cubes.
Yeah, they're very sweet. That's sugar. That's terrible for you.
Yeah.
That's why
I've got these elbows?
That's why your elbow. That's why you can't even see your elbows. That's why you have forehead fat.
No good.
I like sodies.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
If you were with us before the break, if you weren't, rather, we were talking about a TLC show that just started up called The 1,000-Pound Sisters. Two big girls, one over 600 pounds, one over 400 pounds, and they've decided they want to try and do something about it. They are going to try weight loss surgery. But first, they have to lose some weight to get there.
Yeah.
I don't know what in the hell our in-house Jew was doing on the computer.
Well, he was trying to find that bath. You told him to find the chicks in the bath.
I didn't tell him that. I didn't. He did that on his own. He was looking. Someone called in to say, on that show, the sisters take a bath. Or one of the sisters takes a bath.
Yeah, one of them ends up.
So, Jason, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Dirty Jew, are you looking for naked ladies?
Nope.
Naked big ladies?
No. Yeah, he is. I was looking for them, and then I found like their YouTube stuff, and from there I found a fandom site about them, and then
from
these
there,
pictures run.
From there, what did you find?
I found nudes of the 1,000-pound sisters.
Amazing.
He did.
You found
I saw
naked?
One.
You did, Lise?
I saw one, but one of them, I said, don't show me the rest.
Yeah. One of them's my favorite because it's like a seductive laying down.
Show us. One of them is the most disturbing photos I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay. Are you guys ready for this?
I was born ready for this.
This is my proudest moment on this show.
Everything I've ever done has led to this.
Scroll down, Dave. So that little picture there to the right.
Oh, no. There's their boobies.
There's one of them. One.
Oh, God. What are those?
You can tell they're kind of like horny.
They're real horny, yeah.
They're super horny.
Well, they're still human, even though they're gigantic.
When they got their hands around that shake weight.
They were.
Where did the...
Hit refresh again. That once you click that photo, it should pop up with like a little slideshow.
Yeah, I guess a slideshow. Chris's not going to work on his computer, you know what?
Jesus.
No, why would it work on my computer?
It just works on everyone else's computer.
If I can't see big girls nude on my computer, what the hell is the point of this computer?
Why can't you? Why would we not be able to see these chubby girls naked?
I'm hitting all the buttons.
God damn it.
Hmm.
I mean, they just look like they're made of pancake batter, don't they?
Those boobs?
They're...
Everything.
Yes.
Everything on them.
This was disappointing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not so much. Maybe it's somebody stepped in to save us.
No. Yeah,
maybe it's a miracle in disguise.
It's just another reason.
Man, they
just
are rascals. She was. Look how happy, proud she is to have that titty out.
I wish I knew how proud she was with the rest of it.
It's like a big submarine sandwich.
Yeah, but what's
like
the worst picture that someone's ever seen?
I know.
If James saw something that's...
I'm trying to take screen snaps and put them in an email and send them all to Dave.
Okay. We'll get to see these big girls naked.
Since we got to jump through 25 more hoops than a normal internet user.
You bear with us. We'll see these big girls naked. And I'm guessing I know what it looks like.
We got to hook up to dial-up first.
I'm going to text one to you, Dave.
Oh, no, not on my phone.
Yeah, text it to him.
No!
You've texted me worse. It's okay.
Yeah.
Text it right to him, Jason.
Maybe it'll work on Internet Explorer.
Oh, no, man, it won't.
The cutting edge.
No, it won't.
No. Why would
Unreal.
Jesus.
How is it possible that my computer doesn't have the technology to scroll through pictures?
It might be because we're on Windows 7.
I can't get it to work on my computer either.
Well, I'm looking right at a couple of boobs.
Oh, of course you are.
I can't.
Why are you still staring at them? I have no idea, but.
You can't look away.
That's it.
I'm sending it to you.
It's incredible.
I'm sorry.
It's real bad. You're a bad man.
All right, Dave, I just emailed you like the four most disturbing ones.
Okay. So that should come through in about half an hour.
Yeah.
To the company email system.
Just in time to do the show tomorrow.
Oh, no. A text just came through from Jason. I'm not even going to look.
You got to.
Yeah, you have to.
Do it. I want us all to see it at the same time is what, so I'm keep hitting refresh.
That's all right. Stall.
This is
you guys, it's 2020 now, right? It's 2020.
Well, we're just barely hanging on. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Just lay off the computer system.
Come on. This is ridiculous.
I'm trying to send a 4 megabyte email.
Okay? I know it's 4 megabytes.
Oh, that's 4 megabytes.
It's still hanging out in my outbox here.
It's nothing.
I'm hitting send receive.
Legitimately
and it's
nothing.
Right, I'm going to have to bring this up on my phone, though, as we wait for the email.
Yeah. Is it? How is it?
That's that one I just found on Google Images. Okay.
That's one of those?
Yeah.
It's out of my outbox. Is it in your
That's one of those.
Does
girls?
She have.
Check it now, Dave. Okay. Does she have what?
Does she have incredibly small nipples for a large lady? Is that her nipple down there?
It's a mystery.
I think that's a bruise.
Does she have chest hair?
I don't know, Chuck.
I can't see with the glare. I'm trying to see a nipple from 25 feet away.
Well, it's
a screenshot on a phone
of Jason's computer too.
Exactly. The bottom left of that screen is her nipple, but her hand is not covering her nipple.
Right. That's what I thought. Okay. Oh, here we go.
I can't make heads or tails.
Oh my god! Look at the lay down pose. Look at the lay down, and she has erect nipples.
Where do they post these at?
What's in her mouth?
You know what's in her mouth.
Is it really?
No, it's not. It can't be.
Photo I've ever seen in my life.
No, it's not.
That's got to be.
That can't be.
That's some kind of ice.
She's married. She's married. She has a husband. She performs.
Yeah, oh, that's. She's drinking
she's
a slushy,
married?
Right?
No.
Yeah, though that one's married.
Oh,
there's a photo in the slideshow. There's a photo of her with her husband playing the Bean Boozled little jelly bean game. And there's another photo of her with her hair all fancy.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
She does have an incredibly small nipple and areola for such a big lady.
Ooh. I argue they're not that small. And that's the other one, maybe. That's the other girl.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah, that's stuff, huh?
It's not this. Whatever this is.
That's some kind of sour
this is
here.
Cherry flavor, so maybe it would be red.
That's just in the
that
background,
That can't be
right?
the stuff of a man.
That's the stuff of a man.
No.
That is
the stuff.
Very disturbing photo.
Some spicy man juice.
No. Right. Oh, my God.
That is very disturbing. They just all look like somebody zapped.
I am not as interested in the show anymore.
And like this one here, I think she needs to go see a dermatologist because that's some sort of a weird growth.
Where?
Not a nipple.
No, I think that is her nip.
I mean, it might be, but... I don't know.
Oh, I can't even look again.
They just look like it.
So are they doing online like?
Yeah, because listen,
they making money this way.
There are a bunch of guys that are into this.
Yeah, they love
this.
This
is a couple
the
sisters.
1,000-pound sisters are doing online cam shows.
Yeah, I mean this is all taken off Skype.
It's all Skype.
Oh yeah, it's a Skype thing,
man.
So she's like, look at her daddy.
Yep.
You want me some more soda on her?
Pour that soda all over you.
Oh, my God. Today we have looked into the chubby gates of hell.
Yeah.
Itself.
People want to see these. I don't know why
well,
you
we can't.
These.
I don't know how. How we you? Can't even see them. We have to get Jason to individually text you stuff and James to send you emails.
We'd have to
what
individually mail
for?
You Etch-A-Sketches with the...
You could
rendering.
Try to tweet that link out and see.
Yeah,
if
that's
work.
What I would do.
But are they even like wheel out? Like
yeah, that's our Twitter.
It's like a wiki site.
You just go to Twitter and do it. Twitter, you can do whatever.
Mm. Okay, we'll put it on our Twitter. If you really want to see nude photos of the 1,000-pound sisters,
if it works, we can't guarantee it's going
to
work.
No,
got to let them know they got to click the photo for the slideshow to pop up, and it might not work.
Yeah, if you have a computer system like ours from 1987, it may not work. So, twitter.com/DaveandChuck. You can go see it there.
I think our computers are new, but just everything on them is old.
There you go. Screw you, Jason. Sad. Screw you.
Man, even a guy named Porno Fan didn't like it.
That is a funny Twitter name.
Yeah.
Porno Fan.
I'm Porno Fan.
You know what? I'm trying to think of a Twitter name.
I'm a Porno Fan.
You know what? That's perfect.
It's your passion.
That's what I love.
You know what he's into.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are verifying it is a nipple.
Yeah, that's a nipple.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a nipple. I thought it could have been just some bed sores.
I thought it was like a melanoma or something.
Yeah. Oh, well, God. It just looked like the whole thing is just like there was an accident at an Oscar Mayer factory.
It kind of taints them for me. Like, I thought they were just good living people.
Oh, good living.
No, you got to get that money. Get that money.
Yeah, no, this is like Honey Boo Boo times a million.
Yeah.
And Mama June's.
Oh, boy.
They're all the same kind of creature.
I think they're on Snapchat. If you're interested.
Of course.
These biggins?
Yeah, I think so.
They're on Snapchat if you're interested.
You rascal.
Lisa's such a rascal.
If you're interested, look at them on Snapchat.
What's their names on Snapchat?
No, Chuck, you're not that desperate. Don't be ridiculous.
It'd be funny to send people.
No, that's horrible. All right, we wish them well.
Kinda.
I mean
they're going to be just right. They got that TLC money.
These big whores have hearts too, right?
Yeah, big ones.
Yeah.
Big
enlarged, working hard hearts.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, when they got that big daddy meat stick they got.
Oh, man.
I just saw it.
I've never seen anything like that. I didn't know you could even buy that without going to a restaurant supply.
They had to go to a Gordon Foods or something.
You know,
You're right. They would have had to go to, they don't sell that anything at a grocery store. No, they don't sell a roll of ground beef that big.
No.
I think there's two ways to get that big a roll of ground beef is that you own a restaurant and you deal with suppliers, or
you've killed a cow and brought it to the butcher.
Butcher a cow and had to say, tube it up.
Just make it into a big daddy, please.
Big daddy, midget.
And they're calling it big daddy because it looks like a donger.
Mm-hmm.
They're very sexual. They're very sexual these days.
They're very sexual.
They are. Setting. Mm-hmm. They are. They're quite sexual.
They're giggly and horny as it gets.
Yep. She was double fisting that shake weight.
Dude. Did it like a pro.
Mm-hmm.
Jason says they got big hearts and tiny nipples.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Jason's right.
All right. If you want to see these big ladies nude, the 1,000-pound sisters, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck.
Oh,
is where you'll find the link.
The worst Oscar Mayer accident there's ever been.
Yep.
Baloney everywhere.
Yeah. Real bad.
Tubes of it.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.